AM 790 Talk and Business presents Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island with your host, Bronwyn Dannenfelser. Join Bronwyn to hear about the next Waterfire event in downtown Providence, plus other great cultural events happening in the community. Now, here's your host, Bronwyn Dannenfelser.
And hello, 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 and good afternoon. You are listening to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island here on AM 790, your station for talk and business. I'm Bronwyn Dannenfelser. I am the Director of Development of Waterfire, and I'm here with you usually on Wednesdays, but guess what? Again, I got preempted by the Yankees. So I'm psyched. I'm here with you on Tuesday, which is an even better day, at least this week. We have been going all sorts of crazy over at Waterfire. It is a huge week, not just for the weekend and the upcoming lighting, which, again, will be on August 29th, and we're going to talk a little bit about that in a few minutes. But also, if you haven't heard about it, I'm not sure where you've been, but there's a very large event, a fundraiser called the Fireball, happening next Thursday, and it's a fundraiser for Waterfire. Eugene Lee, that amazing set designer who designed Wicked and Saturday Night Live sets and has done a lot of work with Trinity, has been working diligently with Barnaby Evans and our entire team. We've got about 100 committee members to make a night that's going to be unforgettable. So I'm going to talk a little bit more about the Fireball probably later on in the show, but you should check it out. Go to the Waterfire website, www.waterfire.org, and you'll see a big sign for the Fireball. Click on it, and it'll give you a little hint about all the fun things that people are going to see. But before we kind of roll into that, I want to talk about this upcoming lighting and the guests that I have on today. I've got my very good friend, Karen Warfield, who is the Community Affairs Manager at Textron, with me today. Hi, Karen.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Well, I'm getting ready for this weekend. Are you getting ready for this weekend?
I am. Thank you for having me today.
Well, this weekend is supported by, the fire is supported by Textron, the Charitable Trust,
right,
which is, we are very grateful. And thank you, because if it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be burning any fires this weekend. But you've been one of our long-standing sponsors. Gosh, how many years has it been that,
Since Karen? 2000.
2000.
15 years.
That's in, you know, we're about to go into our 20th year at Waterfire. So you've been with us for three quarters of our life.
Yeah. Almost $300,000.
Yeah.
Given to you.
Thank you so much. And, you know, I know that for a lot of people, we were talking about this a little bit earlier. Textron does a lot in the community, but there's different ways in which you actually work in the community. There's, I know you do sponsorships, and we can talk about some of the work that you're doing and who you contribute to and what your focus is there. But you also, we get the money, for instance, through the Charitable Foundation.
Correct.
And can you explain to people out there who might not know the difference of where those two pools of, those two resources and pools of money are coming from?
So the Textron Charitable Trust was founded quite a bit, quite a long time ago, and it is its own 501c3, which is a nonprofit organization. So when we give money out of the trust, it's considered a grant. And that means when we grant to an organization like Waterfire, the business itself cannot get any benefit from it. Okay. So the business can't get advertisement from it. We can talk about the Textron Charitable Trust itself, but we can't give any advertisement or benefit to the business or its employees.
Yeah.
So, but a sponsorship, we have a small amount of money that we use for sponsorship of events for nonprofit organizations in the area, and that's for their fundraising events. And that comes out of our corporate dollars. So that's when Textron can be advertising at that event as a sponsor, and we may have a table at an event for one of those nonprofits where our employees can go and enjoy the party that those organizations have.
So how long have you been with Textron?
I've been there since 2005, yeah. And I've been the manager of the community affairs since 2010, so 5 years.
So that, you know, so that means that I was starting Waterfire and you were starting doing what you were doing at Textron. What did you do before this, before, you know, the role of being able to distribute the monies and figure out where in the community to put the money?
So when I started at Textron, I was the executive assistant to the director of community affairs, mm-hmm. and immediately got some increased duties and roles and responsibilities. And then when we had restructuring and reorganization, the we had some restructuring and some people were laid off, and I was put in as manager.
Yeah, but you come from a background of, you know, of what I would call kind of community service anyway, because you were with the Salvation Army before Textron. Right. And
so growing up, my dad always said, if it's an animal or a person, Karen wants to help it. And so all my life, I've been interested in helping people in different ways. I started out in the medical field as a medical assistant, managed doctor's office for 18 years, then felt it was time to move on, and I went to the Salvation Army in Newport. And I was a social service director and office manager there, so I was able to help people one-on-one.
Yeah.
And when I felt it was time to move on, the opportunity at Textron came up, and I feel like I have even a greater role in helping people with Textron Charitable Trust granting that we can help on a bigger scale.
Well, and I think it's wonderful that you have that background of being able to help people, because now, as you said, you're on a larger scale. And what is it that Textron looks for? Because, well, one, we know there are so many nonprofits in Rhode Island. I think they say that there are more nonprofits in Rhode Island than in any other state when you look at it.
Per capita. That's true. Yes.
That's a lot. And so, I mean, I think a lot of our companies, you know, are getting asked for donations and for grants from, from everybody, essentially.
Right.
So you really have to kind of pare down what your focus is, don't you?
So, right. We've had a very large focus, and this past year we've started to narrow our focus to organizations that help with workforce development and training. So those that are helping the underserved, unemployed, underemployed, get new training and skills to enter into the workforce in a new profession or something that might give them a life wages so they can live. For instance, the Steelyard has a program called Weld to Work, where they teach people to weld. And so they're able to actually go to EB and get a welding job.
That's cool. I never knew that.
Yeah.
I mean, the Steelyard, I know they've always got like lots of fun and artistic things happening there too. But that's really cool.
So I really look for very diverse and different types of training, not just the CNAs or the culinary arts training, but something different so that we can feed lots of different areas. Because we're the headquarters here at Textron, but all our businesses are across the country and the world. So Cessna Jets or Bell Helicopter, they're in Fort Worth, Texas, or Wichita, Kansas. And so we have just our headquarters here, so we don't have people that we could bring welders in, but yet we use welders in those other businesses. So I felt that was a very applicable training for us, because it is something that we would be interested in if we had a manufacturing place here.
Yeah, that's really neat. Now, how many people are working at Textron here?
In Providence, we're about 250.
Okay, because in that big, beautiful building that I see every time that we've got a water fire.
We do own that building, yes.
So I want to know, why water fire? What is it about water fire? We fit into your workforce development and training there a little bit, because we work with about 20 to 25 interns throughout the year, and we kind of set them up to go on and move on for success and teach them a lot of things, you know. Even myself at Water Fire, do you know that I know how to build a boat? I do. It's on my resume. I know how to build a boat. There's many things that I've learned how to do at Water Fire, but so I think maybe we fit into that
workforce. That is somewhat helpful. besides, our building is right on the river, basically, and you see Water Fire there, but we care about the community, and we see that Water Fire does for the community, how it's revitalized Providence, that it's bringing tourists in, not just from Rhode Island, but from New England and across the states. It's amazing. So it's helping our restaurants. It's helping a lot of commerce in our community right there. And so that's one of the things that we're looking at to continue helping with Water Fire.
Yeah, we did dealing with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, and they did this incredible study, and it was staggering. The number that they came up with that Water Fire was bringing into the state of Rhode Island was somewhere around $115 million. A year, which is a lot, and you're right. We've been able to throw a spotlight on so many good things here in Rhode Island, because Water Fire is just one part of so many other things. But you know, it's almost like when you light a candle, then you can suddenly see everything else in the room. And I kind of feel like we do that sometimes with Water Fire, which is really neat.
And watching it over the years, the way Waterfire has expanded and different things. Now you have the Starry, Starry Night, and sometimes you see the statues and you see the other performances. There's so many diverse performances that you bring to there.
Right, you know, and when we come back, we're going to be talking a little bit. I don't know if we can get him on the line, but we're going to talk a little bit about what's going to happen this weekend with our Gorilla Tango. Gorilla Argentinian Tango, Karen.
All right.
How cool is that?
That sounds cool.
All right, you're listening to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island here on AM 790, your station for talk and business. We will be right back.